Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all the feels today, well, guess what? You're not alone. Ever feel like emotions are just this tidal wave crashing over you? One minute you're soaring on cloud nine, the next you're drowning in sadness or frustration. And as someone with ADHD, let's be real, those emotional waves can feel even more intense. We wire to feel things deeply, and sometimes that intensity can feel like a superpower or a curse. But here's the thing, friends. Your emotions are valid. Every single one. They deserve to be acknowledged, honored, and yes, even embraced. Today, we're diving into the beautiful mess of our emotional landscape and figuring out how to navigate it with grace and authenticity. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. How am I supposed to just embrace my emotions when they feel like a raging bull in a china shop? Totally get it. But trust me on this, there are some powerful tools we can use to turn those emotional storms into moments of profound understanding and growth. First things first, let's ditch the shame. We've been conditioned to think that certain emotions are good and others are bad. Anger, sadness, jealousy, these aren't flaws or weaknesses. They're human experiences as valid as joy, excitement, and contentment. Think about it like this. Emotions are like colors in a painting. You wouldn't want a black and white world, right? All those vibrant hues add depth, richness, and meaning to the whole masterpiece. So let's celebrate the full spectrum of our emotional palette. Next up, get curious. Instead of trying to push away or suppress uncomfortable feelings, take a moment to simply observe them. What are you feeling physically? Where do you feel it in your body? What thoughts are swirling around in your mind? Think of it like a detective investigating a case. The more you explore the details, the better equipped you'll be to understand what's really going on. And speaking of understanding, remember that emotions often stem from unmet needs. Maybe you're feeling anxious because you crave connection. Or perhaps sadness is masking a deeper longing for self-care. By getting in touch with those needs, we can start addressing them in healthy and fulfilling ways. Now, I know this whole embracing your emotions thing sounds great in theory, but what about when those feelings feel overwhelming? Trust me, there are times when even the most emotionally resilient among us need a little extra support. And that's where self-care comes in. Think of it as an act of radical love for yourself. When you're feeling particularly emotional, engage in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Take a long walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, curl up with a good book, or simply take some quiet time for reflection. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Okay, let's talk about real life. Imagine this. You're at work, and suddenly your mind starts racing, anxiety creeps in, and your heart starts pounding like a drum solo. You feel yourself getting overwhelmed, but instead of panicking or shutting down, you take a deep breath and remind yourself. I'm feeling anxious right now, and that's okay. It's important to acknowledge this feeling without judgment. Then, maybe you step away from your desk for a few minutes, stretch, or do some mindful breathing exercises. By taking those small steps to ground yourself in the present moment, you can regain control over your emotions and respond instead of reacting. The huffle stuff. Remember, embracing your emotions doesn't mean becoming a walking emotional volcano, constantly erupting with every feeling that crosses your mind. It's about cultivating a healthy and balanced relationship with your inner world, where you accept all parts of yourself, the good, the bad, and the messy. So, my dear listeners, let's commit to honoring our emotions, learning from them, and ultimately using them as guides on our journey of growth and self-discovery. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. What are some strategies that help you navigate your emotions? What are some of the biggest challenges you face when it comes to embracing your feelings? Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this incredible journey called life. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, stay radiant, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.